Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
You know, it's been a while since I've done a show. I just haven't had a lot of free time and have a lot of guests. And then that's like the universe will open the door. It's like ploop. And it'll be people right in your own backyard that I didn't even know. But I guess when the vibration is ready, things will come together. And there's a guy that's been doing this now for a few years. He's been doing readings, helping people, cleansing homes, all things that you've heard me talk about. His name is Dana Van Enkenfort. I believe I said it correctly. Dana, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, TJ. Thank you.
Now, you are from Escanaba?
Yes, I was born in Escanaba at the old St. Francis Hospital. Then we moved out west when I was young. I grew up in Wyoming.
Where did you grow up in Wyoming?
Star Valley, Wyoming, Afton, Wyoming, 60 miles south of the Tetons.
Okay. I'm sure I've been over by that area. Okay.
Then we moved, I moved back out here in 2000. I was working for my father. He has a boating business on the Great Lakes, and so that's kind of what brought me back to Escanaba.
So, and what do you do now?
I work full-time as an RN, and then I work part-time as a spiritual medium. we're starting to grow a little bit more. We're doing shows and whatnot.
Right. What made you decide to do that?
After doing the readings for several years, public readings for the last 3 years, I just decided that it was time. I have a spirit. One of my spirit guides led me into talking to some folks at the coffee shop, and that led to my first show.
That's cool. You know, when I hear that story over and over, and it's like we're being nudged. You know, like you said, you had as a child, you had all these experiences, and you know, it's preparing you for your life work, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I wonder how many times in life or how many other people have had little hints dropped on them and they just don't get it. You know, it's like you go. But this is something that's pretty hard to ignore. What happened to you when you were very young?
When I was very young, at the age of 4 years old, that's about as far back as I can remember, I had my first experience. Me and my mother were living in a house in Bark River. Back then we didn't have cable. We had the adjustable, you know.
Right, the TV,
yeah,
antennas.
Yeah, the bunny ears or whatever, right. Rabbit ears. And so I got up early. It was about 6 in the morning-ish. And my mom was sleeping, and I wanted to go watch cartoons. So I'm making my way to the TV, and I heard someone say my name. So I turned around and looked, and nothing there. So I turned back around, and I hear it again. When I turned around, went back down the hall, and looked in my mom's bedroom, and I can still see the actual, her arm was over the edge of the bed, and she was sawing logs. Then I went back to the TV, and when I turned around, as silly as this might sound, I saw a marching circus that was going through the walls, through the hallway. Hmm. There was trapeze artists, there was a lion tamer, an actual lion, and they just kept walking, and then there was a clown that came out, and he walked down to me. And at that age, you're more curious,
right?
Than you don't know what to think. He didn't say anything. He did the mime thing with his hands, and then he tapped me on the nose and walked into the wall. So that was my first experience that I can remember. I've actually written about the experience several times.
Were you able to go back and look up what that might be connected to?
You know, I never did. And that's a good idea.
It's like there must have been a circus at one time. Then again, spirits, you know, they don't necessarily, we always think that, well, they must have been in the building, but they go all over the place, don't they? They travel.
Yes.
And because they don't have to pay any fees.
Right.
So they could locate themselves anywhere, really, right? It's not always because they're connected to a certain place. A lot of times it is.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And you may have also, Dana, do you think you could have just been witnessing an energy from a time and maybe not an actual spirit?
That's a possibility. Now, what I call a residual.
Residual.
Okay, what I call a residual haunting, you know, would be, it's like time is replaying itself. The energy right. from that time is replaying itself. Where that clown came out, he was interacting with me. I see it as more of an intelligent, like, yeah. I'm here now.
Right.
I don't know if his message was just to tell me that there was some abilities that I have. You know, I'm not positive, but it was as I got older, that situation actually scared me a little bit, and I built kind of a little bit of a phobia of clowns.
Did that shut things down for you when you were afraid of it? Did that close things off at all?
When I was young, I was haunted by it. I felt haunted. I used to sleep with my covers over my head. I used to have spirits play with my feet mm-hmm. at night. They would lift up my covers off my feet, and they would do a figure eight on my feet. And I used to lay there and pretend I wasn't breathing. Then I used to see a lot of shadows daily. When I was growing up, I lived in a lot of fear. My mom and my stepdad at first were skeptical because I kept telling them, this is what I see. There was things that would knock on my window all the time. Then my mom actually started, when she would shut my door at night, she would hear things talking to me. And she'd open the door, there'd be nobody there. She actually started to sit outside my door and pray a lot.
She was worried about you. Huh?
Yeah, she was just scared. And she still has some fears. But
how do you feel about it now? There's nothing you're afraid of?
Oh, no. Now I feel that my journey's taken me to the point where I'm at as a spiritual medium. I feel very confident to not only take on messages, but deal with any kind of negative energy that comes along. So, yeah, I don't have any fear of it. My fear really started to lift in my early 30s.
And why is that lifted? Why do you feel that you don't have fear anymore?
I feel like it's something I'm supposed to do.
But, I mean, are there things that we really, truly should fear? I think we should respect things, everything that's out there.
Right.
But I don't fear anything because I believe this little blob of energy that exists is what I am, goes right. on. And nothing truly can control it. They might possess my body and have I might start talking funny and spitting out pea soup, but and that's if I let them. But otherwise, I believe my spirit, my essence, it's played this game before and it's well protected, and that's why we're allowed to do these things. It's like I'm going on the merry-go-round, here I go again, I'm going back down there,
right?
So I don't think there's anything in that I fear. But I'm certainly I'm being very careful if I step in. Are you very careful when you step into those situations?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very careful when I go into a house. If there's things like people being scratched or things like that, I usually go alone. My wife usually, she doesn't go with me a lot of the times, like if I'm working on something like that. I have to be very careful.
Yeah, I understand. So what do? Do you have any preparation that you do beforehand?
I meditate. I spend a lot of time in meditation prior to doing readings and prior to doing house blessings or a show, which is new to me. The amount of meditation that it takes is pretty overwhelming.
I suppose as you get better at it, there, you know, because I've talked with a lot of people and worked with a lot of people. Some people just bring light around them, surround them, themselves. That's what I do. I also bring on the Archangel Michael, my group of angels, protectors. So I feel confident, pretty confident that way. But it does take being able to visualize and bring that in. To people should protect themselves, right?
Absolutely.
And what if you're in a, now, you know, we're going to post information how people can get a hold of you. But what if you're in a, since we're talking about, what if you're in a situation, I've heard a lot about this. My friend is actually writing a book about all these people that have energies in their home. It seems like it's an epidemic. What is something people can do?
As far as doing like the house blessings aspect of what I do, I believe that I've had very, very good results with sage.
Right.
Sage works very well. It seems to cleanse the home.
Right.
And it
Do you
seems,
use a certain type of sage?
I use white sage, right. Usually ceremonial sage.
Right.
And I want to get into to talk about some things that I'm going to do with that. We actually want to grow. We want to make our own sage, and we want to bless it, and we want to as part of what I do. But that's the I use sage the most,
right?
But homeowners can do the same thing. Homeowners can take ownership of their house by using sage, and it works. Like I said, very effective. It works very well.
So if they're getting scratched, they're probably pretty afraid. What would you recommend for them to do? Contact you or?
Yes, if you're getting scratched or you're getting harmed or pushed or anything like that that's harmful, then yeah, contact me. And if there's children involved, contact me ASAP.
You're willing to go just about anywhere within the area?
Yeah, I'll go anywhere within the area. If I have to drive too far, then I just ask for I just ask for gas money help.
Otherwise, you usually don't charge to go and look at it.
If it's a case that's involving scary things like being scratched or hurt, no, I don't usually charge.
You might want to charge a little bit. I think there's a lot of people. If people listen to this and hear this, ooh, I'm going to get a hold of Dana. Because, you know, I've heard a lot of stories, and if you ask me, it's on the increase. And it's kind of like that movie Ghostbusters, where, oh, no, the slime is getting more and more. And I just think the veil is lifting. Do you feel that at all as well, Dana? Like the veil is lifting, and we're seeing more and more and more of this stuff.
Yes, I agree 100%. I think that especially over the last 3 years that I've been doing public readings, it's becoming more and more common. You hear people talking about things happening in their home. But yeah, there's definitely a reason that, I like how you put that, the veil has been lifted. There's definitely a big reason for that. I think that spirituality is becoming, people are more open about their spirituality now. The various religions and whatnot, but people are more open to the spirit world. They're more open to mediums. They're more open to getting help. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I think that's certainly, you know, from my experience, that's part of it. We believe it more, so therefore it's real, right?
Right.
Is what you're kind of saying. And I think also there's been some actual shifts in Earth's energy and cosmic energy that is allowing since 2012, you talked about the last 3 years. Well, 2012, the Mayans, what I believe, and other ancient groups were saying it's the beginning. It's the beginning of the great change, the great shift in consciousness. And so we're going from the dark ages, true dark ages, to the light ages, I believe. And what you're doing is part of that. What I'm doing, what all of us that are aware are helping to get out of that previous time, which was allowed, and now we're going to start moving into a time, and it may take a while.
It's going to take a long while.
It's going to move into a time of more light and people becoming more psychic, which is natural. Don't you think that's a natural ability?
Absolutely. I think that everybody has psychic ability. Whether they choose to tap into it or not to practice it is up to them.
But communicating with spirit, we all, you know, you told me when we communicated through Facebook, one of the great joys you get is when you can bring through a loved one and give somebody peace of mind. You find so many people are still suffering and they're like, they can't let go. And that's a great gift to have, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of my, after I do a reading, I get like an adrenaline rush. I love the aspect of helping people, which is the same thing that I do as a nurse too. I love that aspect of just the helping people. It's a great feeling when you can connect with someone who this has consumed their mind for the last, you know, sometimes the last 30 years. Yeah. I had a recent case where it was consuming this person for over the last, since 1981, so it's a long time, for something to be on your mind and to wonder.
And so what happened? Did certain loved ones come through?
There were certain loved ones that came through during that reading, and we had a very positive reading. I'm still working on some aspects of that with that client. There was a plane crash involved. There's a lot of questions. And then with the questions comes a lot of different theories that people build over those years. And so I believe that's where I come in. I start to get rid of the theories that aren't correct, and we try to pinpoint.
Do you talk directly to the spirits? Do you hear them?
I see symbols.
So you're more visual.
More visual. Okay. I see symbols. Sometimes it's direct me hearing. I've found that with direct hearing, it's usually a very restless spirit.
Really?
Who wants something to be relayed. And this will usually happen before I even meet with this person.
They will show up days beforehand, right?
Sometimes weeks.
Yeah. Because they're, ooh, 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 ooh. It's like, I've been waiting.
And it might not. Exactly.
You go into these readings, because I've been so much, you know, I've done so much of this stuff with people, and people are thinking, well, my father's going to come through. And it's cousin Leroy that you barely knew with a message. And that happens a lot.
That happens a lot.
And maybe it's not even for you. Maybe it's a message you're supposed to tell someone else. You know, I was at one of the first seances I went, and I was a little bit nervous. But he really was a good, he was good at a medium. And right out of the gate, you know, my mom passed away in 97. She always said, well, I'm going to come back, you boys, and prove to you that this goes on. We always talked about it. So we're sitting in a circle, and there's two ladies to the left of me and two ladies to the right. And the medium straight across from me, and he goes, there's a little woman here, and she's got a foreign accent, European, German. I said, how tall is she, you think? And he said, 5'2". And that's exactly what she and my mom, right out of the gate. Ah, I fear, blah, 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 blah. Holding up 1945, the year that the war ended, all this other stuff. So it's just all this cool stuff. And you never know. Now, since you're here, if you don't mind, and if you don't get anything, this doesn't prove one thing or another, because I believe you. And it doesn't matter, I guess, if I believe you or not, the listeners, but people that have been on my show, I always want genuine people, but I trust people when I get a feeling for them. Are you picking up anything around me at all, if you don't mind, Dana?
Yeah. Before you told me the story about your mom, I was picking up a woman around you. And you described her very well. A little bit, I pick up, I almost like a feisty nature to her. And she would be what I would call now, and I like the word spirit guide is good, but she would be what I would call your frequent flyer.
Yeah.
So she comes through a lot to you. She listens and is there for you emotionally. So that's the one thing that I picked up on you right away. As far as anything else, like when I'm channeling, I'm looking into my hallway. And as far as like when I'm looking into the hallway with you, right now your mom is front and center. but nothing else right now.
That's cool. That's I just wanted to see if you
and my, my readings. Is it okay if I talk a little bit about like my personal readings last for about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Wow.
We go very slow. I don't set a timer. It's we wait for the messages to come, and then we talk about it as it happens. It's a very casual, very relaxed environment. I get that question a lot because people don't know what to expect when they come in for a reading. And with readings, my goal is comfort, because I believe if you're comfortable and you build that trust, the messages are going to come better and come through.
If you're relaxed and people are open to it with an open heart, open mind.
Right.
Yeah, I would say it's probably going to work a lot better than, especially if people go and are shut down to it a little bit.
And I do get my readings where a skeptic shows up.
And there's nothing wrong. That's probably good.
Yes, it is good. It is good.
Because those people, if everybody just went through patting you on the back, you know, and so it's good to be challenged.
Absolutely.
Like, and it's good to prove to them that you know what you're doing, isn't it?
Yes, and I've had... Well, my wife has seen it. She sits through a lot of my readings with me, and so does. I have to talk about my dog. My dog Denver is one of my favorite spirits in this world. He's just an amazing, amazing spirit, and he sits through a lot of my readings. But with the skeptics, I've left a lot of them walking out the front door, scratching their head, and I've actually. Some of them have come back to me for more.
Yeah.
So it's been it's nice to open those doors for those people and just the spiritual side of their life, because the spiritual side of their life, to me, obviously, is a spiritual medium is the most important thing that there is.
Absolutely. I think that's always calling to us. It's always, and you know, and everybody's path is different. Not everybody is going to be seeking enlightenment. Some people might be here, because I believe we come around several times. I might be here to take up space and sit in this chair. That might be my whole purpose in life. But maybe as I continue to wake up over more than one time, then I go, you know what? Maybe this time I'm going to start getting it a little bit. So it's always kind of like gently calling us, don't you think? Gently going, time to wake up, time to wake. But we have that option, don't we? We have that free choice to go whatever path.
Absolutely. I talk during a part of my shows that I do. I talk about free will, and I talk about that we're given the choice to seek certain paths. Exactly what you're saying.
And you always wonder, you know, I look at it from perspective of why. And to me, it's about experiencing. It's about learning. And sometimes we just kind of get lost a little bit. And you know, why are you born? If you come back more than once, why would you be born so you don't remember? Well, what fun would that be? Especially if I have karma and I've got to get run over by a truck, you know, later today.
It's right.
Like, well, I'm not paying off that debt. Forget that. But in spirit, I'm going, well, that doesn't hurt. I'm spirit. That's not a big deal. Run me over. So Dana runs me over. I'm going, what do you do that for? But it was part of an agreement.
I'd like to talk a little bit about, like, as far as the past lives thing. Talk a little bit about my take on that. And my take on it is that there's a higher power, there's a God, and that he has a purpose. And if his purpose takes several lifetimes to complete a purpose, then absolutely, I 100% believe that that's possible.
Yeah, and you said you were Christian, so sometimes that conflicts some people. But, you know, I talk to people of every different belief, because I think we all want to find answers.
It's amazing, though, it all comes together.
And a lot of people that call themselves Catholic or whatever, they're open to this kind of thing. And
absolutely.
I just think that we're waking up more, and we're starting to see that we can take some of this over here, and it can apply to several things.
And I have clients that are of different
faiths and beliefs.
Yes, and what I find so amazing is that they seem to all come together.
To me, I think the one thing in common, Dana, is love. If you're coming from a place of love, that's what we all have in common. I think we're these beings of divine, pure love, light, and we get in these physical bodies and we kind of get, you know, we're rocking around, bumping into things, we're getting kind of lost, and we've lost sight a little bit, and so it's always kind of there for us to return. So when we fill our heart, we raise our vibration, and it kind of returns us back.
100% agree. I talk a lot about compassion also. Compassion is something that over the last 50 years has really kind of, it's been lost. And I think that this awakening, the spiritual awakening, is bringing back that compassion. Compassion to help people. Compassion, it's all...
Empathy, compassion, all of that.
Absolutely. And that plays a big role in the spiritual awakening that you're talking about. I know Catholic nuns that think it's okay what I do.
That's cool. I see a shift going on. What used to be, nope, it's this way, it can't be this way. And look at all the things that are happening. I think all these things that are going on in our world, you know, we have people that are gay that want to get married. I have no problem with that because love is love, and I don't care. I'm not going to sit in judgment of anybody. And some of the churches now are starting to see, maybe that's not such a bad idea. Who are we to judge? And then you have Bruce Jenner, who became a woman. And I think, well, maybe he was one at one time. So who am I to judge?
Right.
And
right.
I think eventually these are why these things are happening, so that we can start to look in a more open direction and not judge anybody. Because when we're judging them, what does it do? You know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I always look at it as I wasn't put here to judge anybody or their beliefs.
As long as
system.
Somebody's not running a knife through me or whatever.
Exactly.
And even then, from my perspective, maybe it was a payback. Not that I'm going to say, okay, go ahead and do it. I'm just saying we don't know the full story behind it. And certainly I would not allow it to happen. If somebody came in here and tried to attack you guys, you know, I would try to help. You know, not attack you. I mean, but try to help you. But, right. You know, that's... But as far as other things that are not life-threatening, if somebody has an opinion or a belief, then so be it. I don't see that as bad.
Oh, no, it's not bad. I think that having a belief system makes us who we are.
If you have honor and respect and love for others and...
Absolutely.
If you're coming from that viewpoint.
And as a medium, I have to be very... Very non-judgmental, and
right because you see all that stuff.
And I'm taking people come to my home, and then I go out in public and do a show, and I'm very non-judgmental, and I have to be that way.
Absolutely,
it's the only. Everybody has a spirit. It doesn't matter what your belief system is or your faith or whatever you
right.
want to call it.
And everybody has skeletons. You know, it's like if you live enough lifetimes, I'm sure you've done some things. So none of us should walk around worrying about that. You know, I'm sure I've done horrible. I've been told. I know I've fought in the Civil War. I know that I was a Native American. And I know I've probably done other things that were good and things that weren't. But how else would I learn, you know?
Absolutely.
Sometimes I think that's what we have to do, is do those things to learn. If people want to contact you, would you like them to go through your Facebook site? Or what's the best way to reach you?
I would like them to go to my Facebook site. I have actually two Facebooks. Spiritual Medium... Dana Vinakavort, and then I have a Vinakavort Readings. Vinakavort Readings is more the one that I personally check a lot. My promoter helps me with my other Facebook. And then actually, in the next couple weeks, we're starting a website.
Cool. That's awesome.
So that's our next project that we're working on, is having an actual website that people can come to and visit. And we're going to post, we want to post like video clips of me talking about my hallway. We want to post daily meditations, just various things that deal with being a spiritual medium, and any questions that people might have also.
And you believe also empowering people, so educating them a little bit as well on that, right?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of education that needs to happen. People, there's still a lot of fear.
Yeah, and you know, I've worked with some people. I've worked with a lot of people over the years. And just about all of them, you know, I feel they're coming from integrity. But if there ever has been somebody that I think it's easy to let this go to your head, right? Absolutely. People start almost like worshiping. Oh my goodness. And it's like, there's always should be that humble, putting that out there to help people, and which I see in you. He's a very humble guy. You can't see him right now, but he's very humble. They're both very humble, very polite, gentle couple, you can tell. But it's easy to fall in love with that. And the people I like to work with are the ones that try to empower people and not hold it all to themselves.
Yeah, and that I love that you talk about that, because it's been a struggle for me with as I grow, because it's all about helping people, and it's compassion, and that's what I'm about. And I believe that the ability that I have is that's what I've been given, that ability is to help people. So yeah, I struggle with that aspect of it.
It's hard.
I'm not a person that likes to be in the center of attention, and that's just not. Yeah.
But I could say this: you chose this. It's like you chose this before you.
It's a learning process. It's been nothing but positive for me and my family.
Right.
And
it's cool that they're all on board with you.
They are, and the people that I've met. I meet some amazing, amazing spiritual people.
Are really, you said you've done some of these events. So I've been to some of these too. And I find people are really seeking answers because they just don't have all the answers. And this is just another option. And a lot of times, this is a doorway to get them to take, when you have a spirit show up in your house, and it's a doorway to get you to take another step, to wake you up a little bit.
Absolutely. It's that spiritual awakening, like you said. It's the next thing that I think they needed, that their higher power wanted them to do. But the fact that I get to meet so many amazing people while I do it, that's probably one of the best parts of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connect with all those people.
When I do a reading with someone, or I always tell my clients, now I consider you part of my family. And I try to take that extra time to answer everybody's messages when they message me. I try to get back to them in a timely fashion. I was reading my messages, I want to say, this is about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, and I realized I'd missed a message that somebody sent me, and it was from December of 2013.
Wow.
And I messaged her right away, and I said, this is absolutely horrible that I missed this message, and I felt terrible. But that happens.
Well, and it probably happens for a reason, too.
Absolutely.
You're going, well, I feel horrible, but the universe is saying she's not ready.
Right.
She doesn't want to hear what you have to say.
Maybe the timing wasn't right.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows the reason, but it's never, you know, if the intent's not there, then it's like nothing to feel bad about.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
But we judge ourselves, I guess, right?
We do. I'm my own biggest critic. When I do a show, when I do a reading, I critique myself very harshly, because that's my nature.
Right. I think as time goes on, you're going to learn to let go of that. I mean, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but just the people I've worked with, I've seen them go from. They're very critical. Then they just accept what the universe gives them.
Right.
And then it even goes better. Then you start to get even more of it. And sometimes you don't get a lot. And you shouldn't feel bad about that. That's going to happen.
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
The spirits just, they're like crickets. There's crickets, like Debbie would always say. She says, I hear crickets. There's nothing.
Sometimes I get roadblocks. Oh, absolutely. There's been a couple of readings over the last 3 years where there was roadblocks there going on, but there's always a reason.
Yeah.
I found that there was a roadblock. Usually that'll come to light within a couple of weeks to me after the reading, why there might have been a roadblock. And I've actually done repeat readings with people where the second reading we did, there wasn't roadblocks.
Yeah. So they had to be exposed to it the first time.
Right. It's like you talk about the timing,
right,
and the way the higher power wants things to happen. Well, maybe it wasn't meant to be at that time.
Yeah, or maybe people weren't ready to receive it 100%
absolutely
at that time. Maybe they needed to be in a different frame. Who knows? There's so many factors. That's why I say it's so easy to judge something. We look at it from a perspective of, well, this just happened, this horrible thing in the world. And it's like, well, we don't know everything that goes into it, all the people that are a part of it. Do you believe that, you know, even when things happen to people, they're placed in that position for a reason?
Absolutely.
Even if things are like 9/11, everything serves a purpose, right?
When you had discussed, I'm going back to when you had discussed certain relatives that might show up,
right,
and you don't even know this person.
Right.
I have that happen on a regular basis during my readings. Sometimes it's someone that passed 100 years ago.
Yeah.
But they attach to the spirit. There's something they like about our spirit, and they follow us, and they help us along the way.
That's the same thing I had with my grandfather, who I never met, from Germany.
Okay.
But I got a reading early on, and right away he was there. So it's
right.
Like, I know, you know, they're not going to live their existence to want, you know, I figured they can do whatever they want. Your next place is another journey. And so if they come here and they want to be with us, cool. But I wouldn't hold them to it. And maybe they're going to get ready to come back again. I mean, who knows what they're doing? So I think we're always going. Do you think we're always maybe going on a journey? I mean, a lot of people have this vision when you pass away, I'm going to be sitting next to God and Jesus. It's like, that sounds pretty boring.
Oh, absolutely. I think that life is a journey. It's to really experience the journey, I think that you have to get down to a spiritual level, which is like what I do and a lot of other people do too. I love it that people are getting more open.
Let me ask you this, because this hit me, and I'm sure it came from somewhere, because we're just about out of time. If somebody is starting to experience some things, what advice would you give them? If they're starting to see things or sense things or feel things, what can they do to maybe enhance that?
I love the answer that asked me that question, because I'm also starting to work with some children that have some abilities. My best advice is to nurture the abilities and nurture the things that you're
receiving. How do you go about nurturing that?
Meditation.
Okay.
Meditation and prayer. Really welcome it and try to understand it. So many people have that. Because of all the TV shows out there, they have that tendency to get scared. Really try to open up to it. I'm actually meeting with a client, a couple of clients with, I call them star child. They have a star child, a child that is experiencing things. And then I've pointed out those things during a reading. And so now we're talking more about nurturing their gift. And trying to, well, like you said, share the gift. And it's such an amazing gift to help people with. So meditation and prayer, back to your original question, meditation
That's cool.
and prayer.
That's
I right. have a tendency to really
That's
start
right.
going another
so
direction.
Do I.
But meditation and prayer are the most powerful tool. Now, when I meditate, I love music. I'll put on some of my favorite music, and then I will ask my higher power for protection and to help me. And so I get into like a prayer mode while I listen to my favorite music. Usually, and this can go on for an hour or two, and it's usually just me sitting in my chair, enjoying the moment and trying to take in everything that's around me. It's almost like you come into, you've heard of Nirvana, like runner's Nirvana, where you're not aware what's going on in the environment around you, but you're more so focused on the spiritual realm that everything starts to open up. So I don't know if that answers your question
sure,
at all.
Yes, it does. I know there are people waking up all the time, and the reason I do my show is for, you know, we talk about things that, some of it's really crazy stuff, but I don't think it is. I'm open to all things. But also, I look at it for people that are just starting to come awake, you know, starting to get that. Because I have friends that do shows that are maybe for people that are used to it all the time. Well, I think the majority of people are still kind of going, what's going on? And they're
exactly.
starting to see these things. So that's the people I want to appeal to. And that's awesome that that's what you're doing. Again, if you want to contact Dana, Dana Van Ankenvoort. How do, can you spell that?
Van Ankenvoort. It's VanEnkevort.
Well, I'll have it on the website too, I guess. People will see that. But you can reach him, and right now through Facebook, if you want to find out more what he can do. He seems like he's very reasonable with what he's going to, if he's going to do a reading for you, it's a long reading. He'll give you plenty of time. And if you have spirit activity in your home, which I hear a lot of people do, and maybe you're afraid, first of all, you shouldn't be afraid, but if you are, you know, Dana, can, you can contact him, you can get a hold of me, but if Dana wants to take care of it, that's one less thing I don't mind.
Oh, I'd love to take care of
you
it.
You like doing that stuff? Cool. So it was really nice meeting you. I hope you come back again soon. Can we do this again?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to do it again, TJ. I really, really appreciate the opportunity to come on. And I felt a very positive flow with you. So that was excellent.
What were you thinking before you came here? Were you feeling anything? Did you?
You know, I was. I didn't know what to think. Everything's been so new for me. The right. last, especially the summer, has been really crazy. But I was a little bit nervous because I didn't know what to expect. But I feel very comfortable with everything.
Cool. That's awesome. Come on in. Come on in and be part of the show. Are you going to be part of the show? Do I have somebody else out there? Okay, I'll be out in a second.
Anyways, but thanks a lot for having me, TJ. I really appreciate it. And I would love to do it again.
Anytime. You just let me know, and I'll keep in touch with you. And
okay.
Down the road, if you have another event coming up, we can promote that.
We're looking at some possibilities right now. We haven't made any, nothing set in stone right now. But as soon as it is, I'll let you know right away.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.